He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Herbal supplements, healthy or hoax? Well, unfortunately, the answer is very simple. The answer is both. They can be incredibly healing and healthy and preventative and wonderful. And you can get completely ripped off. And it can be the same exact herb. Meaning that if somebody says, hey, this rhodiola is magic. This rhodiola is going to give you a bunch of energy. You're going to run around like a champion all day and you're going to feel great. And you're going to hang from the highest place and you're going to go nuts and all that stuff. That's one thing. But the other side of that is that what if that doesn't work? Because rhodiola doesn't work like that. It's not a stimulant. It supports your adrenal. Actually, rhodiola can help calm you if you're wired and can help stimulate you when you're a little bit tired. I see these claims all over the place, all the time. You know, magic this, magic this. And look, we complain quite a bit about the pharmaceutical industry, but we haven't policed ourselves well. And that's a problem. That's a very, very serious problem. So herbal supplements, hoax or not? The answer is that they're not a hoax, but boy, you can get ripped off. But look, it's very similar to the pharmaceutical industry. Look, how many times have you or somebody you know taken a medication and it didn't work? This is supposed to get rid of my headache. It didn't. This is supposed to get rid of my pain or it didn't. All medicine is called practice. The joke in medicine is otherwise it would be called perfect. Now, the New York Times came out the other day and did something sort of odd. They came out and said Americans spend estimated $5 billion a year on unproven herbal supplements that promise to everything from fighting off colds to curbing hot flashes to boosting memory. Now, unproven? That's a very serious accusation against a system of medicine that I love. Herbalism goes back thousands of years. And most of the world still practices plant-based medicine. In Germany, bilberry is a pharmaceutical. But here, they're saying it's unproven. Really? Quite unfair, to the point of almost slanderous. And you're taking it too far. Look, when I walk into a health food store, I would say 3/4 of the products in there will not work. They won't. They won't do as advertised. They're poorly made. They have fillers and chemicals or poor sources of it or metals in it. Some of the stuff that's derived from Asia can have arsenic and lead in it. Herbal medicine has problems, but that's not when it's done by the professionals. That's not when it's done in tinctures that are built by doctors to help their patients. I have taken 10 people off of cardiac transplant lists. One of the main ingredients that I use or main formulas I use are antiviral herbal products. And I make them in alcoholic-based tinctures. I give them to my patients, and they have gotten better. That's one of my main therapies. Yes, I'll use other things in addition. But without it, there's no way they come off those transplant lists. Why and how do I know how to do that? Because of the research that I have read on all of these botanicals. Unproven? Not true. So what I'd like to shift this segment to is how do you know what is a hoax? That's what's important. Look, we walk into these health food stores and we see, oh my God, you know, there's thousands of bottles. What is the stuff that I should be going through? What is the stuff that I need? What's the best stuff for my health? That's what we need to figure out. So let's go through some tips that I have that I give to my patients to let them know what is and what isn't a hoax. The first thing is, if they claim it cures anything, the Food and Drug Administration is very clear with herbalists. You can't claim cure. You can't even say that this diagnoses and treats anything. You can say supports. There's all sorts of laws, the Deshaies laws, that I've read books on and I've lectured on, I've been lectured to on. If they make a claim, grows hair on a billiard ball, this will bring your sex life back, it doesn't. It will not do that because quality companies abide by the letter, by the law, to what the FDA says they can discuss. And if they don't have actual research, they will get hammered with it. So if they make claims, throw it away. Do the bottles come from a secure vendor or website? Should you really be buying your medicine from Amazon.com? Yeah, I called herbal products and vitamins and minerals medicines. That's what I use them for the last 20 years of practicing naturopathic medicine and cardiology. To me, they're medicines. Should we really be buying them off of the web versus going into a small health food store or to Whole Foods or wherever you go or to your naturopath or chiropractor's office and buying it from them? Look, you can get side effects from herbal products. Generally, I think they are safer, but you can get side effects from these things. What are you going to do? Call Amazon? Send an email? What's the batch number? So I really think if you want to use this system properly, you don't buy it off of the internet. Another thing, does this product have customer support for your questions? So you're in a store and you're like, you know, I really need something for energy, and you look at an adrenal support product or a thyroid support product and you're reading the bottle. Do they have a phone number? If they do, if they don't, that's a problem. They should have a phone number. If they do, call it. Take your cell phone right there and call it. Ask them the same like questions you would ask a car mechanic. Hey, do you think this is going to work? How long will this take to be effective? I don't know. You wouldn't ask a car mechanic that, but you ask them questions. These companies, the Gaia Herbs, the integrative therapeutics like enzymatic therapy, on and on, these supplement companies, these better companies, they should be able to give you customer support from a medical professional. Now, it may not be a physician calling you back. It might be an herbalist, or it might be somebody who's trained in their products, or somebody that knows what they can say, but they should be able to get somebody on the phone with you to answer your questions. Next thing, the product should have an expiration date on it, an email. We already contacted the phone number. They should have especially an expiration date. And if they don't, or if it's 5 years off, it's now no good. Now, the last thing I'm going to put to you, we have a terrible thing going on in natural medicine called good idea disease. And this is the thing that's causing a lot of this. You know, we have $5 billion industry. Is it a hoax? Are we getting scammed? A lot of the reason we're getting scammed isn't because of the quality of the products. It's because we don't need to buy it. When you walk into a lot of stores, oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, that's a good idea. The products will have wonderful stories. The products will have clinical research to support their use. The products will have all of those types of wonderful things. So you buy it and you take it. But you didn't have a reason for it in the first place. That's your fault. That's not the company or the industry's fault. Would you take Prozac because it's a good idea? You might feel happier. Would you take an antibiotic? You know what? It's probably good for my digestion. I'll just take it. No, you need to treat herbals like that too. You have to have a specific reason for it. If you have low sex drive and use a quality maca powder, for example, well, okay, you have a reason for it. Maca has been clinically shown in a lot of research to raise testosterone along with other things that help with sexuality. Good. That's a little more than a good idea. You need that. You are probably low testosterone, which makes you at risk for other factors. Antioxidants. Hey, you know what? I have a history of heart disease. Alpha lipoic acid, a high gamma vitamin E, some A, some D, some K2, some K. Those are needed. Those antioxidants have research to show benefit in heart disease. So that's a reason to take it. But if you walk in and say, oh, I'm going to take a B complex because that seems like a good idea, wrong. And you know, not even a B complex. I mean, you should be that strict with it. So healthier hoax, herbal supplements are a little of both. They're going to be a hoax if you buy bad products and you buy them and you don't need them. But if you get the things you need from quality vendors, you are going to get the opportunity to stay well. And that is our mission at Radio MD and RadioMD.com, to help you stay well.